Now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. Brought to you by American Arbitration Association, business disputes are inevitable. Resolve faster with the American Arbitration Association, the global leader in alternative dispute resolution for over 90 years. More at ADR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law hosts June Grasso and Greg Storr discuss why Microsoft is suing the U.S. government over its use of so-called sneak and peek email searches, which allows the government to conduct warrantless searches of user emails. They speak to Andrea Matuschen, a professor at Northeastern University Law School.
Andrea, explain why the judge ruled Microsoft was able to go forward with its First Amendment claims, but not its Fourth Amendment claims.
Sure. So in this case, we're talking partially about an application, arguably, of the Stored Communications Act. And if you look at the history of the Stored Communications Act, when Congress passed this statute, they were expressly trying to create a bit of a protected space because Congress essentially thought that the Fourth Amendment did not extend to this particular set of circumstances. And partially because of that history, that congressional background, Microsoft has an uphill battle of being able to prove that there is a credible argument under the Fourth Amendment. But the Amendment provides them with arguably a stronger set of arguments. So particularly when we're talking about its own speech, Microsoft has the ability to assert standing in a way that it wouldn't on behalf of its customers because it's not defending customers' rights in that case. It's talking about its own ability to convey information.
Tell us a little more about what exactly is it Microsoft wants to say that this law might prohibit it from saying.
So Microsoft is essentially arguing that its business interests, particularly going forward in things like its cloud computing market, are impacted, and it wants to give notice to its customers who are the subjects of these sneak and peek warrants sneak and peek requests. So the challenge is that there is a gag order, Microsoft alleges, on it these gag orders prevent it from telling these customers that there's surveillance of their communications going on, and also that the number of these things is, in essence, escalating at a rate that is generating a desire for Microsoft to speak.
That's Andrea Matuschen, a professor at Northeastern University Law School, speaking to Bloomberg Law host June Grasso. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
Now, among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, a federal judge has signed off on Volkswagen's billion-dollar settlement in the emissions cheating scandal. The deal covers about 78,000 drivers of diesel-powered Audis, Porsches, and VWs. VW will buy back about 20,000 of the cars and fix the rest.
A lawsuit accuses Oracle of stiffing sales representatives on commissions. The suit claims the business software giant clawed back millions of dollars from sales reps by rewriting its commission formulas retroactively. It seeks more than $150 million in damages. Oracle denies the allegations and says it will vigorously defend against them.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information. And futures this morning, they are little changed. The DAX in Germany is up 0.2%. 10-year Treasury down 2/32, yield 2.47%. NYMEX crude oil is down 0.6% or 31 cents this morning at $52.89 a barrel. COMEX gold is up almost 0.2% or $1.80. This is Bloomberg.